EasyArries.com Lesson 2 Introducing Yourself. GD Maharaja, and you're very welcome to EasyArries.com, where we aim to teach you some basic phrases in Irish. My name is Jarlath, and with me here is Antona.
GD.
And tonight, this is Lesson 2 of our podcast series. In our Lesson 1, you would have learnt simple greetings in Irish. And Antona, we'll just cover what we've done there on our lesson one very simply. So, Giaditch, Antona.
Gis Moraditch.
Kajay Maratatu.
Gomai Gurumayogat, August 2 Hain.
Ad Tami Gubra Gurumayogat.
Slan.
Slan Gufoil. So that was the basic conversation that we learned from lesson one. So if you just want to do a quick recap on that, we hope that you understand, and we hope that you had some fun practicing that with your friends. Tonight now we're going to look at our lesson two, which is introducing yourself. So Antona, if you can explain the target language tonight.
Well, tonight to ask a person or persons who they are, in Irish we would say, Cé hosa. Which means, who are you? Cé hosa. In response, we would say, Is Misha, followed by your name. For example, Is Misha Antona? I am Antona. If I am asked, Cé hosa, who are you? I would respond by saying, Is Misha Antona? Or simply, Misha Antona. You could also ask a person, What is your name? Or, What are you called? To do this in Irish, we say, Cajan Tanyama Tawart. What is your name? To answer this, we say, Antona and Tanyama Tawarm. In the Ulster dialect, that's what we'd say, but some people might be familiar with Caras Anyam Ditch. If you're asked Caras Anyam Ditch, which means exactly the same as Cajan Tanyama Tawart, what's your name? We would respond by saying, Antona is Anyam Dum, or Antona is Anyam Do. And some of you may have seen the short film, Yu Ming is Anyam Dum, about the Chinese lad trying to learn Irish.
Yeah, it's pretty famous, isn't it, Antona?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, just a quick recap over that, Antona. Maybe we can practice.
Yeah.
So, if we take it from the top, who are you? So, I'll start. So, Cé hosa.
It's Misha Antona.
Okay.
Now I could ask you, Jarlath, Cé hosa?
And I would say, It's Misha Jarlath.
Or simply, Misha Jarlath.
Or Misha Jarlath. What would it, is the difference, Misha is like saying, I'm Jarlath, or
Misha
I am?
I am Jarlath.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other one, Cajan Tanyama Tawart, you're actually asking, what is your name? There is a difference. I know some people might say there's not much of a difference there. Cé hosa, who are you? But if I was asked Cé hosa, I wouldn't answer by saying Antona and Tanyama Tawart. If I was asked Cé hosa, I would respond by saying Misha or Is Misha Antona.
Ah, okay.
Now, if I was asked Cajan Tanyama Tawart, I would respond by saying Antona and Tanyama Tawarn.
Okay.
I wouldn't say Misha Antona.
The literal translation there, no, Antona and Tanyama Tawarn is saying Antona, which is your name, and Tanyam, the name
that is
Tawarn, is on me.
Okay. Literally, Antona is the name that's on me. In Irish, in the Ulster dialect anyway, it's as if our names are like badges on us. We wear them. Or Antona and Tanyama Tawarm.
That's something that's on you.
I am. That's the name for me, or on me.
And there's quite a few names that maybe some of the listeners don't even realise are actually Irish names that have a direct translation. For example, like Sean is the Irish for John.
Yeah.
And there's a few other, like a Padder.
Padder. Is the Irish equivalent to Peter. We have Moya, which is the equivalent to the English Mary. We have Anya. A lot of people have Anya, and maybe they don't realise it comes directly from the Irish spelling. A-F-A-D-A-N-E. Now, in English, we would say Anne, but Anya in Irish.
I know some of the people at the classes here up at Pobol William and Tian here, which Antona is a teacher in, they like to take on their Irish names, and it's something that they always find quite interesting, and they would use them in the class. For example, I know Anya there, her name is Anne, but she likes to use Anya in that.
So our names are very important, Gareth. Our names really and truly, especially our surnames, our English surnames mean nothing really till we take them back to the Irish, and then we find out that there's actually a meaning for our surname.
Like relates to like a place or an animal and stuff. No, just maybe we can put up onto the website some of the popular names that maybe some of the listeners can use. Well, anyways, back to the target language. So, the second part is that this Cadhé an Tainm Atá Ort.
Cadhé an Tainm Atá Ort. I will answer that by saying, Antona an Tainm Atá Orm.
Okay.
If I was to ask you that, I would say, Cadhé an Tainm Atá Ort.
I'd say, Gearlath an Tainm Atá Orm.
Now, if I was to ask you the other question, which is used a lot throughout Ireland, and that is Carat Anyam Ditch, you would simply respond by saying Gearlath is Anyam Dum, or Gearlath is Anyam Dú.
And that's more outside of the Ulster dialect.
Well, that's in Galway and almost every other place in Ireland, they would use that for what's your name.
Okay. And then, of course, the famous Yu Ming is Anyam Dum.
Yeah.
Which is quite it's quite a famous short Irish film here in Ireland, and I think it's quite well made, Tony.
It is. It won all sorts of awards. It's I know Paddy Courtney was involved in the making and actually in the acting of it, but it sent a great message out to people. This was a young Chinese boy who spent 6 months learning Irish and who landed in Dublin Airport fairly fluent in Irish, to find out that a lot of Irish people didn't even understand their own language.
It's like a poignant piece. It's on YouTube. We'll put a reference up on the website for people to enjoy without giving too much away, but it says a lot about the state of the Irish language in the country, and it raised a lot of kind of, although humorous, but it was quite poignant on how the language has diminished and how it's treated in modern day, because it's actually the official language of Ireland, but it's a strange case where Ireland, the majority of people speak English.
Well, to be honest now, I thought it was 11 minutes of a really hard message to ourselves as Irish people.
Yeah.
As you say, the Irish language is supposed to be the official language of Ireland, yet in all, the vast majority of people don't speak it on a regular basis, or don't know it even. But as you say, we can post that up on the website, and people can watch and enjoy the short movie. It only lasts 11 minutes.
Okay. And shall we move on to the next part, which is, where are you from?
Yes, where are you from? Normally when you're asked who are you, or what's your name, down the line you're going to eventually ask them where the person's from, he or she is from. And to do this, there's different ways we can do it, but tonight we'll just stick to Castu or Carabashu. Where are you from? Castu or Carabashu. Now, if you're asked Castu, you simply answer by saying Asan Sraban me, I'm from Sraban. As an Liffer me, I'm from Liffer, or Lifford in English. If you were asked that question and got your answer, you could then ask your friend or associate, Castu Haon, where are you from yourself? Castu Haon. And they could answer then, As Castle na Jarga me, I'm from Castledirg, or I'm from As Tyrone me, I'm from Tyrone.
Okay, so...
And that's it, Gerald.
So we'll just practice that, I can start, where are you from? So, Castu?
Asan Sraban me. I could ask you then, where are you from yourself? Castu Haon.
And I can say, Asan Sraban me.
And that's all there is to that now. But you have a choice there. There's other choices, but at the minute we'll just deal with Kastu or Karabasu. Mm-hmm. Karabasu. Mm-hmm. Our answers, we can shorten our answer and say As Antrabanme, or we can say Is As Antrabanme.
Ah, okay. And the difference is just the As Antrabanme is more casual, right?
It is.
Right.
We just dropped the Is at the start of our sentence, and we've said As Antrabanme.
Okay. So that's taken on from our first lesson of the greetings, and then this is asking who you are, what your name is, replying what your name is, and then asking where you're from and stating where you're from. And you can even say that for countries as well. Tony, can you say like
As Erin May.
As Erin.
I'm from Ireland.
I'm from Ireland, okay. And then for say
As Rank May, I'm from France.
From France.
Mm-hmm. As Rank May.
And how about England? How would you say?
Assassin me.
Assassin me. Assassin me, right? Sounds funny. Assassin me. And then America, how would you say?
As Nastachinta Hame.
Nastachinta
Hame. Nastachinta Hame.
Nastachinta Hame. Okay, so it can relate to town or it can relate to countries. So will we do a little quiz? We'll ask the three questions of that.
We'll ask the questions again now. I'll ask the question.
We'll give you a moment to think of your answer. Then we'll go over the answers just to be sure. So
the first question is, Ke Hossa?
Okay, so everyone, how would you reply to that?
And the second one is, Ke Jean Tanya Matawart?
Okay, how would you reply to that?
And the third one is Kastu or Karabasu.
And how would you reply to that? Okay. So number one, Antona.
Ke Hossa.
So if it was me, I would say Is Misha Jarlath.
Correct, that's it.
Or you could say Misha Jarlath.
Misha Jarlath, either one.
So if you've got either one of those, Misha, whatever your name is, or Is Misha, whatever your name is, well done. And number two?
Kajan Tanya Mata Orm.
I would say Jarlath and Tanya Mata Orm. And so if you got that one right, so whatever your name was, and Tanya Mata Orm, well done. And the last one, number three?
And that is Kastu, or Karabashu.
Okay. And I would reply, Asan Swapwanme. I'm from Staban. Or you could say, so whatever the place you're from, so Asan, place name, me. Okay. So if you got all three of those questions right, very well done. Have fun practicing those. We'll move on to the phrase of the week, Antona. What's this week's phrase of the week?
This week's phrase of the week is take it easy. In Irish would say tukubuge.
Ah.
And it's a fairly useful phrase. It's fairly common. It's a nice catchy one. It's easy to say, easy to pronounce. And after all, we're doing easyirish.com, so we want anybody that's using our website to take it easy. So tukubuge, take it easy.
That's it. That's a good one, Antona. Okay, so that wraps it up for this lesson on easyirish.com. So we hope that you enjoyed it and that you can make use of it. We've covered now, this is two lessons that we've done. As we keep saying, each week we're going to try to introduce a new lesson, and we hope you make use of the site. So tonight we've covered self-introduction. So on the website, there's show notes are there for you to follow. There's all our information on the site. There's a form there where you can post your questions and discuss anything that you've heard on the site. And we're going to post the Yu Ming Asylum, the famous Irish film we used to enjoy, and also post some of the Irish names that maybe some of the listeners would like to know about. Like, not every name can be translated into Irish, but I think it's interesting for people to see what their Irish name is. So I'll put a link up and some information about that. So that's it. So thank you very much, everyone, for listening. Guru Mayogav. And thank you, Antona. Guru Mayogav.
Tafalso Road.
And to everyone out there, until next time, slán go fóill.
Slán go fóill. Agus tuga bogey.
Tuga bogey.